We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Mowat on Movies. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin. Good morning.
Well, here's a good sign. There actually are some movies. Let's start with No Man's Land.
We're just passing by.
We're in trouble.
Are you on?
This ain't fair. They were on our land.
Shot a boy in the back.
Hey! Hey!
How dare you chase our son off Mexico like he's some criminal?
Things can get a lot worse. Tell him to come home.
Uh-oh, John. What's this all about?
Now, this is about No Man's Land, Lair. It's rated PG-13. Stars Frank Grillo, Andy McDowell, George Lopez, and a guy by the name of Jake Allen. And what makes that interesting is Jake Allen plays the lead, and he's Jackson Greer. And his brother is Connor Allen, and he co-wrote with Jake this movie, and Connor's the director. So what this is about is No Man's Land. And what that is, Lair, it's the area along the Texas-Mexico border that is right now in the middle, you know, it's very politicized. So it's an area that's heavily almost fortified, but people actually live there. There's actual human lives that interact, cultures that clash along that area. So what this modern Western, I would call it, does is it puts us in the middle of a story where you have some immigrants coming across and continually coming across, and you can see their plight. You can understand kind of what they're going through. But at the same time, you can see the, you know, what's happening with these ranchers that live along that border area as well, where their cows and their produce, their products get chased away. There's damage. There's a clash there, and so that's what we examine. As you heard in the little clip there, there's a scuffle, a young boy gets accidentally shot and killed, and then so what we have is this Jackson Greer, he's on the run. So it's a little bit of a case of almost mistaken identity, but I don't want to give too much of it away. But he travels over to Mexico, so it's kind of a change in position. And he goes through some of the things being an illegal in an illegal land, trying to, you know, kind of find his way. And he's educated on some things that maybe he didn't see the same way before.
All right, that's No Man's Land,
but it's set in modern times. So it's a Western style, but in modern times, right?
Right, it takes place modern day, right now.
Okay.
And what I got to tell you, Kevin, it's a beautifully shot film. If you understand that area, and I really didn't. It was really well shot.
Yeah, I checked out the trailer earlier this morning, and Tom Hanks has a big flick out as well.
Tom Hanks, our friend. I don't think Tom Hanks isn't in Our Friend, is he, John?
Oh no, no. I was thinking the other movie. I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's okay. We'll talk about
News
Tom.
Of the World. I was thinking
Our Friend is another movie that's being released today.
Mom, hi girls.
Hi, Fruit Loop.
Hey. How you feeling?
Tired. Thanks for being here.
I will miss it.
Can we talk for a minute, Matt? It's going to get very hard. You're going to see things from Nicole never seen before.
I want to make a list. I'd like to write letters to the girls for certain milestones in their lives.
I'm still a valid person,
Matt. Yeah, you are, but you gotta take it.
Don't get out of
there! I don't think you're this upset because I'm late.
What's happening to Mom?
I think you're mad because Mom is sick.
Oh, boy. A tear jerker.
Yeah, Our Friend, rated R. Now, guys, this is based on the true story of a guy by the name of Matt Teague. Now, Matt Teague is a writer, and he goes through, and what you're going to see on the big screen, and Larry, Kevin, you bring the tissues, because it gets emotional early and often. And what they're doing is they're telling the real story, and it was based on Matt Teague's essay that he wrote for Esquire magazine, of his wife who got cancer, and, you know, basically shows the progression of this disease, you know, from beginning to end, and it really doesn't leave a lot to the imagination. It gives this true story quite a turn, and you get Dakota Johnson and Casey Affleck, and they're the married couple. He's Matt Teague, and Jason Segel. And what he is he's our friend. He's Dane, and what Dane does is they kind of explain in the movie how they became friends, and it's kind of an interesting little side story. But he ends up spending 2 years in these people's homes caring for this dying mother of two young girls and helping the husband through this process. And it's based on a true story. He was only going to spend 2 weeks and ended up spending 2 years, didn't leave their side. Interesting enough, there is a Tom Hanks connection to this, though.
No.
One of his best friends was Tom Junot, the guy that is the inspiration for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. And he kind of helped them through this process as a fellow writer at Esquire magazine. So brings it a little bit close.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the bailout.
Well, we were talking before, and I know Kevin was thinking, well, the Tom Hanks movie that just was released on Christmas Day, and it was streaming last Friday.
How's that doing, by the way?
Yeah, it's doing very well. I believe it's the number two ranked streaming movie right now. And so, you know, people are tuning in and paying for it and watching it at home. But both of these movies are available today as well. So they're not using the 17-day rule. Both of these films are available for streaming immediately.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So No Man's Land and Our Friend are the two big ones this weekend.
Yeah. But in Hollywood, there's we got news just a few days ago that, you know, the movie No Time to Die, and mm-hmm. it's Daniel Craig's last James Bond film. It was supposed to come out last year, and then they moved it to April of this year. Well, it's been moved again back to October of this year. Now, that's good and bad. Bad because it looks like it's going to be a little bit of time till we start getting these blockbusters back into the theaters. But it's good in respect that these producers are still holding out hope that movies and movie theaters are going to be the way to go. So they're holding out for that big release. They're moving it to October, and hopefully they won't have to move it again.
John Mowat on Movies on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, have a great weekend.
You too, fellas.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.